Hello, everyone, and welcome to this podcast. Vision care is key in detecting underlying health issues, minimizing future healthcare expenses. Hosted on Benefits Pro and presented by Versant Health as part of the series, In Focus, The Importance of Vision Care. I'm Kelly Nash. In this episode, we will join Dr. Mark Ruckman, Chief Medical Officer at Versant Health, and Lynn Giles of Benefits Pro. They will discuss the critical benefits of preventative eye care and what it means for managing overall healthcare expenses. Let's join the conversation.
Dr. Ruckman, it's so good to have you here. I'm really looking forward to our conversation.
Lynn, it's very good to be with you.
You know, to start, people think if their vision is fine, they don't need annual eye exams unless they experience an issue. What's the problem with this theory?
Well, there's a big problem with that. Like a lot of things in healthcare, a lot of things in medicine, by the time you develop symptoms, metaphorically, the cow is already out of the barn. The cat is out of the bag, if I can extend the veterinary metaphors, that you really want to try to catch eye disease before you're symptomatic. Because what happens in eye care, as well as, you know, healthcare in general, by the time you start having symptoms, the damage has already been done. And oftentimes it cannot be reversed. So with that understanding, preventive care becomes critically important. The annual eye exam becomes critically important. And it would not be overstating the principle to say that the most important preventive healthcare event that you can do is a regular eye examination.
That's such good information to remember and consider. You know, it's been well documented that vision exams aren't just about eyes. Can you explain what role eye exams play in managing overall health?
The eye is one of the few organs that the specialist can actually see. So an ophthalmologist, an optometrist, when they examine your eyes, they actually see the eye. They put drops in your eyes to dilate the pupils, and they actually see the retina and the blood vessels and the optic nerve in the back part of the eye. When you take a couple of steps back and you think about that, that's unique in medicine. Think about a cardiologist. A cardiologist can go their entire career and never actually see a beating heart. A neurologist can go their entire career and never actually see the brain. A nephrologist can go their entire career and never actually see a kidney. So that's why the eye examination is so very important. I had an internist professor in medical school who specialized in diabetes, who said to me, Mark, the reason the eye exam is so important is that when you look inside the eye and you look at the vessels, think kidney. So if you're a diabetic and you look in the doctor looks in your eyes and looks at the vessels in your eye, those are what the vessels look like and function in the kidney and the brain and the heart. We've all heard the expression, a picture is worth a thousand words, and that's especially true in this circumstance.
Absolutely. The link is really so critical. How about this? What's the tie between early detection of chronic health conditions and future healthcare expenses?
At a time when our country struggles with both cost and access of healthcare, we are focused on the most prudent use of funds. And at the top of that list is preventive eye care and early intervention. So a routine eye exam can not only intervene early in eye disease, potentially blinding before it becomes symptomatic, but it can also give you important information on systemic health threats that may not be yet symptomatic. Diabetes is an excellent example of that. Cardiovascular disease is another example of that. The Department of Cardiology at the University of California in San Francisco partnered with Google Life Sciences to come up with important predictors of cardiovascular health and disease. And you know what they focused on? You know what they found? The fundus photograph. A fundus photograph, a picture of the retinal blood vessels, was an excellent way to predict risk factors and outcomes for cardiovascular disease. Before you do a cardiogram, before you do a mugger study, before you do a stress test, a fundus photograph of the retinal vessels. Simple, cheap, easy to do, lots and lots of good information.
No, it's amazing how connected all the health issues can be and how important this is. I want to drill down and talk specifically about diabetes. What's its link to vision care and how can early detection affect treatment and related expenses?
Diabetes is the leading cause of severe visual loss in adults. The tragedy of that is that it is often preventable with early intervention. So the people who are at risk, the diabetics who are at risk of losing their vision, are midlife, mid-career, they have families, they have jobs, they have financial responsibilities. So visual disability in this group is particularly consequential, not only for them, but for the economy. And the advances in medical science, the use of laser treatment, the use of a new category of drugs called vascular endothelial growth factor inhibitors, sometimes referred to as anti-VEGF, has been transformative in the treatment of eye disease and diabetes.
Just to kind of wrap things up, poor vision care doesn't just affect the individual or potentially an employer financially. Talk to me a little bit about how neglecting vision care can actually have widespread impact on the economy.
The loss to the economy of a productive, of a group of productive citizens is on the order of billions of dollars. So not only, if they become visually disabled, not only do you lose the productive efforts of their skill and knowledge and experience, you then have added on to that the additional costs of supporting individuals and families where the breadwinner, if you will, cannot see. And those costs are lifetime costs, and they are substantial. Lynn, one of the most important things I would like the listeners to appreciate is that the major causes of visual loss, the major causes of blindness in adults, are all often treatable with early intervention. In addition to diabetic retinopathy, we have issues of macular degeneration, we have issues of glaucoma, we have issues of cataract. All of those lead to significant visual disabilities, and all of them can be ameliorated and improved with early intervention. In the case of macular degeneration, there's a whole new class of agents called vascular endothelial growth factor inhibitors. I know that's kind of a mouthful. They are sometimes abbreviated as anti-VEGF agents. And these are injections into the eye done under topical anesthesia in the doctor's office. I know that may sound disconcerting to listeners, but when you speak to patients, it's actually quite tolerable. And these are people who previously had gone blind, no way to make it better, and now their vision can be stabilized and improved. In the sphere of glaucoma, there are many topical therapies. There are eye drops that will reverse the pressure elevations of glaucoma. There also are laser treatments that are very effective treatment modalities for glaucoma in patients who are intolerant or choose not to use eye drops. And cataract surgery has advanced to the degree that, my own feeling, it's one of the best operations in medicine. It is safe, it's effective, it often takes 15 minutes or less, and it has in medicine what we often refer to as a wow factor, that patients will go into surgery not being able to see, not being able to read, having dim vision, not seeing colors well, and they come out of the surgery and very, very soon the vision is dramatically better, colors are lustrous, and the surgery has transformed the quality of people's lives. So one of the take-home messages from this podcast is the importance of early intervention and the wealth of treatments that are now available to improve and preserve vision in children, adults, and in the elderly.
That's such a great example, and it's just fascinating how vision care can really affect overall health. Dr. Ruckman, thank you again for all of this great information. It's been wonderful having you on the podcast today.
Lynn, my pleasure to be with you. Thank you.
That concludes this episode brought to you by Versant Health. This has been the podcast, Vision Care is Key in Detecting Underlying Health Issues, Minimizing Future Healthcare Expenses, hosted on Benefits Pro. I'm Kelly Nash. Thanks for listening. For more Benefits Market Insights and to hear more episodes from this podcast series, please visit BenefitsPro.com.